All right, coming up next to the stage, she is performing currently with the Babes with Blades troupe doing Titus Andronicus. That sounds pretty sweet. This is Debbie Banyos.
I'm going to read you guys my story. Seeing Grandma Naked. I saw my grandma naked once. It was November of 2001. Eulalia was 81, and she traveled from the small municipality of Coatepeque in the small country of El Salvador to the small town of Hackett in the right-wing state of Arkansas to meet her three grandchildren living in white America. La familia Baños. Not only the only Salvadorian family in the whole town of nearly 900 people, but the only Hispanic and the only ethnic family for miles and for fields of cows and for coops of chickens. Mi abuelita Eulalia could not speak a single English phrase. She grew up, had children and grandchildren all in a mud house with mud floors and made tortillas by grinding the corn by hand every morning. My sweet, soft-spoken grandmother, who used to discipline my father by whipping him with her stockings, boarded a plane and came to meet us grandparentless, first-generation Salvadorian-American Arkansans. The sibling lineup. The oldest, and myself, Debbie Banyos, 12 years old. The middle kid, Kenneth Banyos, 8 years old. The baby, Ashley Banyos, 3 years old. The three of us had read books about grandparents, seen movies about grandparents, met other people's grandparents, and most importantly, daydreamed about grandparents. Those cute old people who bake you cookies, knit you sweaters, and whose wrinkly ancient wisdom-bombed lips can magically heal things that the güeros called boo-boos. Their lovable, cranky antics and bad hearing lead to shouting matches and mishearing, all with perfect comedic timing. And their inappropriate comments are balanced by wisdom begotten of a forgotten age. I would dream about old Rose from Titanic and think about how weird and amusing her skin, rolling her skin through my thumb and forefinger would be, and how amazing it would be to see all those blue veins through deteriorating translucent skin. Eulalia's arrival. My grandmother arrived at the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport, and we drove the 5 hours from Hackett, Arkansas to Dallas as if we were waiting for Santa. Seriously, she might as well have been a unicorn. Kenneth and I fought in the back seat about who loved her best and why each of us was more deserving than the other of sleeping in her bed. I'm the oldest, so she should sleep in my room. Oh, yeah? Well, I'm the only boy, so she should sleep in my room. This happened the whole way there. And then there she was, short, brown, with her salt and pepper hair done como la India María, or Pippi Longstockings. This old lady was mine. My grandma. The three of us fought over hugs and kisses all 5 hours home, and my mother settled the fight. Todos pueden dormir en el mismo cuarto. Everyone can sleep in the same room. When we got home, we followed my grandmother everywhere. And I don't mean outside or to the store. I mean to the living room, kitchen, and bedroom. We were her shadows, and mi pobrecita abuelita could not shake us. At night, we all piled into one room. We prayed together, and it was time to sleep. She turned the lights out, and this gentle moonlight came through the window as my grandma undressed. It was strange, because she didn't seem real. She stood feet from me, bare, and I felt like I was looking at a National Geographic photograph. Was this my grandmother? Was this a grandmother? She didn't bake cookies. She made perfect tortillas that we ate con mantequilla. Her skin wasn't translucent. It was too dark for blue vein observation. And if she told me all her wisdom, how would I use it here? I don't understand what it's like to live in a mud house and liliar con 7 children, not to mention exponential grandchildren. All we could do was enjoy each other's company for a month. She died that December in El Salvador from stomach cancer, and the night she died, she came to me in a dream. She was young, gorgeous, hanging out in a field of golden wheat, and she looked so much like me. Thank you.
Thank you, Debbie. That was great. Man, when I saw the card you picked, that is not at all the story that I thought it was going to be, but that was so wonderful.